Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Right on this Monday morning, been a while since we've checked in with Port Huron Township. They've got some interesting things in the works. Joining us right now is Port Huron Township Supervisor Bob Lewandowski. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you being with us this morning. Tell us about this new housing development along Water Street.
Well, we've had a developer come and approach us about possibly buying that property along Water Street. He would like to do his due diligence and see if it's feasible to either construct single-family homes or condos of some sort.
Approximately how many units are you looking at there?
Like I said, he's got to do his due diligence to see what he can build and how many he can build. At one time, I believe it was proposed over 70 with a previous developer, but it's too early to tell what they might propose for this one here.
Well, no doubt there's a demand for housing right now. That would go over well. What's the background of that property, Bob? It's been there vacant for quite some time.
Yes, I believe it was back in the 90s they started developing that property to build condos, and they put in the basin for a marina. And after that section of the work was done, they thought the economy at that point must have went turned down for some reason, and they believed that it wouldn't support at that time building out the condos, so it was put on hold, and they never did complete the project. There was at one time, back when they were looking to either put a casino in Port Huron or Port Huron Township, the voters voted down a proposal to put a casino in there after that fact, and then to this day, it's pretty much sat empty, no development going on with it. The owner lost it, I believe, to the bank, and that's when the township approached the bank about purchasing it, and that's what we did.
Well, it would certainly be a prime location for housing. It'd be interesting to see how that all shapes up. You got a couple of retail sites too. That Super K site has been long vacant. The Art Van store as well is vacant or soon to be vacant. Any interest in those properties?
Well, the Super K Mart, there again, the owner lost it to foreclosure, and it went up for an auction, and some investors bought the property with the anticipation to market it hard to try to find some sort of use for it. And I believe it's being marketed a lot better than it was in the past through a local real estate agency. And hopefully we see something come to fruition with that building. It would be nice, but no one wants that many square feet all under one roof. So I believe they'll have to probably split it up a little bit. And as far as the Art Van building, we don't know what's going to come of that yet. You know, we understand they're going to go out of business, it seems like, for probably 6 months now, but they're still going. So possibly when that store closes up, we'll have to see what can happen with that building.
We're talking with Bob Lewandowski. He's the Port Huron Township Supervisor. It seems like every municipality has gotten word of some kind of COVID-19 relief funds. How about Port Huron Township? What's your share, and what's the plan to put that to use?
Well, it appears that we're probably going to get just over $1 million, and it needs to be, from what I can tell, used for some sort of COVID or infrastructure projects. But until we get the final details of what it can be used for, we're kind of up in the air yet, but we will if nothing else, we'll use it for some infrastructure projects that are needed throughout the township. $1 million is a good amount of money to get. We could probably do an infrastructure project with it. You know, $1 million when it comes to infrastructure doesn't go a whole long ways, but it'll account for something.
What are some of the items at the top of the list for infrastructure in Port Huron Township right now?
Some of the older neighborhoods, they're out there that with older water lines and such that may have lead service lines. We would like to investigate that and maybe use the money towards replacing those and water lines in those neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's a big deal, and certainly $1 million would go a long way toward that. You had a water main issue out there recently, right?
Yes.
How's that going?
Right now, we are installing water lines on Griswold, and we're going to be starting on Yeager Street. What we're doing is replacing older lines. Undersized lines, and then future projects are going to be on Strawberry Lane, Michigan Road. We completed a valve turning project, which is going out and exercising our oldest water valves and fixing and replacing those as necessary.
Okay. Well, gosh, no shortage of things going on out there in the township, and a lot of interesting things, I think, in the works. 2021 could be kind of an interesting year, couldn't it?
Yep, and hopefully, you know, hopefully we get behind COVID a little bit and move forward and get some of these projects moving, and I think things are going to look brighter.
Yeah, they absolutely have to. Bob, appreciate the update. Thanks so much. We'll hopefully talk again soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, Paul.
You bet, anytime.